Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Also, with just your personal safety, it's all straight ahead. Right now, time for the news at 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is expected to call today for eliminating the sequester on defense spending and bolstering the U.S. defenses by proposing a major investment in U.S. military spending. A campaign aide says Trump will call for repealing the Budget Sequestration Act. Hillary Clinton also supports ending the sequester on military spending. Donald Trump's also sharpening his attack on Clinton on national security, calling attention in a speech in North Carolina last night to her handling of sensitive classified information while Secretary of State.
Who uses 13 different iPhones in 4 years? Who? The only people who use that many phones are usually involved in very, very, and I mean very, shady activity.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is making some changes as she campaigns, taking questions from reporters aboard her campaign plane yesterday for the second time in 2 days.
Using the opportunity to both defend herself and to launch some fresh attacks at Donald Trump, particularly on his business practices and his business relationships, trying to turn around the narrative on honesty and trustworthiness that has been dogging her throughout her run for president. She focused once again on the fact that Donald Trump has not released his income tax return.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A new report finds that Metrorail's on-time performance has slipped badly in the last couple of years. In the first half of this year, the Metro staff report says trains arrived on time only 82% of the time. That's down from 87% last year and 91% of the time in 2014. When you send a racy selfie to someone, you actually never know where it may end up. And in Fairfax County, they are now seeing an increase in so-called sextortion.
You may think you're sending that provocative photo or video to just one person, but it turns out some people are taking those images and threatening to post them online if you don't pay them, otherwise known as sextortion.
Somebody initiates contact through a social media site, whether it's your Facebook or an online dating site you're on.
Fairfax County Police Officer Tawny Wright says there's been 14 cases of sextortion reported so far this year.
In 11 of those 14 cases, the victims were men.
And she says it's hard to prosecute these cases because many times the scammers aren't in the U.S. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The CEO of the Anne Arundel County Economic Development Corporation has been temporarily removed from that post after being arrested on charges of breaking into a neighbor's home and going through her lingerie. Police say 70-year-old Robert Hannon was caught on surveillance video. Hannon is charged with several counts of burglary and illegal entry. Senate Democrats have blocked a $1.1 billion bill to fight the Zika virus. They say it's too political.
Crews in the sky and on the ground in Florida trying to fight Zika. In Washington, a different kind of battle over how to pay for the fight. On the table, a $1.1 billion bill passed by the House. But Democrats cry foul, pointing to provisions blocking Planned Parenthood funding and stripping a ban on Confederate flags in military cemeteries. The bill needed 60 votes to pass, but Senate Democrats blocked the measure. Several congressional Republicans have suggested they might lump Zika funding in with other government spending measures, resolving the issue before the end of the month.
Correspondent Mary Maloney checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,538. The Nasdaq at 52.76. Sports: the Nationals come up with three runs in the eighth to beat the Braves. The Orioles use the long ball to beat the Rays at Tropicana Field. WMDA, the Mystics take on the Chicago Sky tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Brandywine area for the crash. Northbound 301 just after you pass Cedarville Road. Watch for police to get you on by. Starting to see delays quickly forming. For 270, it's about the volume out of Frederick down toward Urbana and 109. On 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, your travel lanes are open, but keep alert if you're heading eastbound on 50, outbound 50. The exit ramp to 196. That's we've had the single car crash now under investigation. It's a fatal accident. You can get by on the ramp again coming off of eastbound 50 to 197, but a lot going on. 66, let's take you east out of Manassas into Centerville. Just a lot of heavy volume again as you pass Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. And from Metro Rail, Blue Silver Line single tracking because of a downed cable outside of Morgan Boulevard. The single tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Addison Road. Expect delays. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Stafford, 63 in Bowie, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. The Central Park bomb victim is walking again and talking about the incident for the first time. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. We'll talk politics. KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, at 7:35. And at 8:05, we'll crunch some of the numbers and talk politics again with Tom Bevan of Real Clear Politics. I'm Brian Wilson, and joining us here today in Larry's continued absence, he'll be back soon, Sherilyn LeBon, a political strategist, a pundit. You see her on TV. She's worked on Capitol Hill. She's worked for the Republican Party. Sherilyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Here's a question for you, and I want you to weigh in. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Is happy hour a discriminatory practice?
That's right. There's a British labor leader who believes that happy hour activities after work, the 5 o'clock happy hour, is discriminatory. Now, we live in a town where a lot of people
goes to happy hour. Everybody, you get a lot of business done at happy hour.
That's right. And that it's sort of, you know, that's the way things are done.
That's right.
At the end of the day, you seal these relationships, mm-hmm. you get information, you conclude that business deal
right.
by going to happy hour. Well, here is the British labor leader, Jeremy Corbyn, who says that he believes it's a discriminatory practice that must end.
The behavior of companies that encourages an ethic of early evening socialization in order to promote themselves within the company benefits men who don't feel the need to be at home looking after their children, and it discriminates against women who want to obviously look after the children that they've got. It's a lot of subtle discrimination as well as the most overt discrimination that has to be dealt with.
Does he have a point? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I never thought of it as a male-female thing, Cheryl Lynn. I thought of it as a place, you know, there was a time when I first came to town that if you went to happy hour, I worked on Capitol Hill
right,
as a reporter,
right.
and I would go to the Hawk and Dove.
Right,
and
right.
you know what? I got a lot of good
exactly.
tips at the Hawk and Dove. I never really looked at it
right.
as something that gave me an advantage, whereas female reporters might have to go home. I never
right.
thought of it in those terms. But later on, it just became a place where if I wanted to kill a little time before I got into the traffic.
That too.
That's why in the later years, now I don't go to happy hour at
right.
all. That's necessitated by the fact that I have a 2 a.m. wake-up call.
Right, exactly.
But what about you?
Well, I will admit that in years before I had children, I went to happy hour often, right? But, I mean, when you have children, you have other priorities. Now, here's the thing. I think women also have to do their own negotiating with their own family, within their own family, with their husbands. If, I always say, if there's an important deal, meeting going on, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And I'll have to work that out and make arrangements. And I think that's the same for men and women. Because the husbands can't be at happy hour every night either.
Right.
Right? I mean, so...
That's the way it works. But right. let me ask you, do you feel like there have been times where you had lost an edge or a relationship did not get fostered because you could not go, because you had to go home and take care of the kids?
I'm the type of person, I work around it. You just got to work around it. Mm-hmm. You got to be creative. Hey, can you meet another time? Can we meet for breakfast? Can we meet for lunch? I mean, you know, it's you work around it, right? I mean...
I think his position is that in a lot of companies, this is like sort of like, okay, we're all done. Let's all go across the street at the bar
yeah.
and have a drink. And that those who go get a leg up because they get to know the boss. They get to know the managers.
There may be some merit to that. But
yeah.
again, Brian, you got to learn to work around it. Is it that important to you? I mean, do you really want a leg up if you've got two little ones at home and you want a leg up? Well, I'd start coming up with some other creative ways of meeting with the boss or meeting with the colleagues.
Yeah.
I mean, suggest something.
But you're proactive.
Exactly.
You
need to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit. I mean, I'm not going to listen to this guy who says it's discriminatory. Okay, maybe it may benefit
ladies.
Men more often than women. But again, work around it. The onus is on the individual. Again, I say men and women to come up with ways to work around it. I mean, it's not. I don't think the solution to this is what this guy is saying, calling it discriminatory, and probably most likely trying to come up with some laws to combat
this.
That is not. This to me is not. That's not a workable
Ladies,
solution.
Do you agree with Cheryl Lynn, or do you disagree? Agree or disagree? 888-630-9625 1-888-630-WML. Ryan in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. So the British labor leader says that after work drinks and that 5 o'clock happy hour culture is discriminatory against women. What do you say?
I say counter. I say it's a misogynist statement in and of itself. I see no reason why a woman can't call her husband and ask him to pick up from the babysitter or look after the children so that she may attend a business function after work.
So you say, you know, that by suggesting that it is a discriminatory, does not take into consideration the fact that women could be proactive in trying to solve the situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, what he's essentially saying is guys are dunces. They can't look after kids. So the women can't go to their business function.
Well,
essentially what he says.
He says I want to make sure that we're fair to him.
Right.
He says here, benefits men who don't feel the need to be at home looking after their children.
well, then those guys are malcontents. I don't know. What I hear from that statement is that men are too dumb to look after their children, and women aren't bright enough to maybe work around that and ask a husband to maybe, you know, take up the slack at home on those days.
All right, Ryan. Thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. So, you know, look, I guess I never really thought of it in these terms, and the fact that it's being brought up makes me think, was it really? I mean, for example, just in my case, back in the day when I did do it, because I found benefit in going out and finding contacts after work and finding out the real scoop of what happened on Capitol at a bar, which sometimes is pretty good information, I never really thought about, well, what about that other female reporter? Does she have the same opportunity? Not that I cared, because I wanted to beat all reporters, but I mean, did I have an advantage? Because I could for a few minutes go and work the bar where I knew congressmen or key staffers were going to be. I think it was an advantage to me. And if you didn't have that advantage, then I had a leg up on you.
Yeah. Again, the workaround needs to be developed. That's
how about Joe in Germantown? What do you think about this, Joe? You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning.
Good morning. I think the British labor leader has been going to too many happy and spending too much time getting drunk. If this is all he can come up with, ridiculous.
All right, Joe. Thank you for that. Maybe he's been to one too many happy hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could be. That's entirely possible.
He has a good point. They've got other things on their plate over there.
How about Matt in Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you say?
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, I swear these labor types, these liberal types, are not going to be happy until we're all wearing gray overalls marching to and from work under the directorship of their benevolence. Ridiculous, idiotic thing. In today's culture, women as well as men have access to the happy hour, quote-unquote. Now, if these guys feel that they don't need to go home and take care of their kids, guess what? There's larger issues at work there than this guy going to have a pint with his scumbag boss. I mean, he's got problems at home. He's not taking care of the kids, not just at happy hour, but probably every day.
All right, Matt, thank you for that. Listen, we want to know what you think. I haven't heard one woman calling yet.
No,
I want to know, there's another side to this story. I want to hear your opinions. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Is happy hour a discriminatory practice that must end?
I'd love to hear from some working moms.
All right, right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where they never break for happy hour.
Never. We drive safely, and on 66, we're doing that right now through Manassas and toward Centerville. Just a lot of volume. And if you're coming out of Gainesville, expect delays on 29 Lee Highway, pushing through the battlefield toward 234. Just again, picking up a lot of those slowdowns. Same story with 95 through Stafford, Woodbridge, 395 off the Beltway through Landmark. Starting to see those brake lights. Well, it's crash as you're heading through Brandywine. That's what's slowing you, so keep alert under police direction. Northbound 301 just after Cedarville Road. 270 delays through Urbana and Hyattstown. For Metro Rail, single tracking on the Blue and Silver Line trains because of a downed cable outside of Morgan Boulevard. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a pretty rainy day, it says. A 50% chance of rain. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain. And by the way, a coastal flooding advisory is in effect until 3 a.m. Thursday for some areas where the high tides and the rain may cause a problem. So the high today, 93. Low tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 96. Friday in the low 90s. Saturday in the upper 90s. Sunday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 74. Degrees, 617 on WMAL.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Yeah, you got a happy hour to throw back a few before and to socialize with the boss and your manager, or maybe, you know, put that business deal together. And many people think that's a way to get a leg up in a culture. But the British labor leader says, look, happy hour is a discriminatory practice because men go to happy hour and women go home to take care of the kids.
and it discriminates against women who want to obviously look after the children that they've got. It's a lot of subtle discrimination as well as the most overt discrimination that has to be dealt with.
All right, Ben, are you being sexist when you go to have your little happy hour drink at the end of the day? Ryan and King George, you're on with Brian, and this morning it's Sherilyn LeBon in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, how's it going, guys? No, I think he's being somewhat discriminatory, making assumptions based on people's genders that they tend to make a certain decision or another. Personally, I'd love to stay home with my kids, and I don't really care to go out for no happy hour or whatnot. So I kind of feel discriminated against that he's going to make those assumptions based on my gender.
All right. Well, and you're a sensitive soul, I can tell, Ryan.
In yes, King, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Casey in Warrington, you're up next with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you say?
Hi. My son-in-law was in an internship this summer, and he doesn't drink. He had to go out all the time with the guys and the girls and watch them get flushed before they drove home. And well, so you have a bunch of, you know, idiots on the road drunk at rush hour, and, you know, then you've got all these poor people who don't drink stuck in the middle of all that.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so you're saying not only you know, it's not sexist, it's just dangerous. Well, I don't know about it.
Right.
I mean, I think good judgment can be used in this particular case. But I take your point. Thank you, Casey, for the call. How about Brad in Lorton? Brad, good morning. You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
You know, this is another one of those odd premises. First off, we're presuming in the first place that the boss was a man. That's almost implicit in the question. The boss could just as well be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The other kind of implied statement is women are incapable of being assertive. They're incapable of applying, you know, the adaptability and flexibility to come up with something or asking their husband, a co-equal marital partner, has already been brought up, to carry their share of the load. We have a lot of programs like this. Women are equal in all ways. Minority X is equal in all ways. But we need to institute a special program. It's contradictory premise on its own.
All right. I think you make a fair point, Brad. Thank you for that. Okay, how about Christine in Columbia? Christine, good morning. Thank you for calling in and giving the women's perspective on this.
Well, I don't have any children of my own yet, but you better be sure that I will pick somebody who's a good partner in life. And if I want to go out to happy hour, that's what I'm going to do. If you want to go out to happy hour, that's the arrangement that we'll come up with. I think that the disadvantage is one that people create for themselves, and the same could be true for...
But let me ask you a hypothetical, Christine.
Sure.
Imagine, for example, you are married, and you've got a pretty good guy there, but you also have two children.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the pull to go home and be with the kids rather than hang out with the boss and the managers after hours?
I imagine that I personally would, and that would be a decision that I make and a decision that I own. And on the occasion that I want to go to happy hour with friends or family, then that's exactly
But does that put you at a disadvantage in the workplace?
I don't know that it puts me at a disadvantage. It makes me see my working environment. I work with a lot of other people who are moms already and dads, and they all have the shared responsibilities and demands of home and work as well. So everybody's situation is different, and I don't think that and this blanket statement that women want to go home and be with their children and men just want to go to happy hour or women are at a disadvantage because of it. I don't think that that's an accurate statement to be making.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Christine, for playing along and answering my questions. I greatly appreciate the call and your perspective. Look, you know, the British labor leader says it's discriminatory and that men have a leg up because they want to go out and have the drink with the boss after hours and that women feel the need to go home. Is it a discriminatory practice? Does it need to end? Mindy in Winchester, we're going to come to you in just a moment. Right now, 622 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
If you've been wanting new windows, stop, pay attention, I'm going to tell you some great news. Now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window, the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made for just your home and your new climate. They've got a special deal going on right now. Buy three windows and get one window free. That's one of their best deals of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows and your utility bill year-round, plus increase the value and the comfort of your home. It's a no-brainer. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. The number again is 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one absolutely free. Visit thompsoncreek.com to get details. And that number again, did you miss it? Let's say it together. 855-57-CREEK. What? What? 855-57-CREEK. Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I'm his main man, Tom.
And I'm his other main man, Tom.
Do you guys have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement then?
Yes, ma'am. There's no place like home.
Did you bring the magic?
Your wish is our command.
All you have to do is point.
I believe I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Tom's 1 and 2?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband is waiting in the backyard to point out a shed and an old swing set and a riding lawnmower.
Excellent.
We're on it, ma'am.
Now let's get rid of that credenza and that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
More of your calls straight ahead right now. It is time for traffic and weather at 625. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 hitting the brakes pretty hard getting past the Prince William Parkway. But the good news is all the vehicles involved in the incident over to that far right shoulder. So that's what the distraction is right now. North on 95, Prince William Parkway. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark slowing. Again at the 14th Street Bridge, seeing those delays. Brandywine starting to see some improvement. Looks like most everything to the shoulder, but still with activity. Northbound on 301, right as you pass Cedarville Road, scene of the crash. For Metro Rail, problems because of a downed cable outside of Morgan Boulevard station, and as a result, blue and silver trains are single tracking between Morgan Boulevard and Addison Road. Expect delays. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures in the 90s again today, well above normal. The normal high about 83. Today, 93, a northwest breeze and a few showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 74 degrees on WMAL.
Early evening socialization in order to promote themselves within the company benefits men who don't feel the need to be at home looking after their children.
Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn over in the UK talking about how happy hour is a sexist, discriminatory institution. Mindy in Winchester, you're on with Brian, and today it's Sherilyn Lebon in for Larry. What do you think?
I'm a manager for corporate as well, and I think that there's so many women in the workforce nowadays that, you know, everybody adjusts to their situation, and I think that more women, you know, as more women come into the workforce, you know, as they've been coming in many years and more women are in management positions, you know, everybody adjusts, whether you change it for lunch, you know, and even men. You know, men are very active in their children's lives nowadays. So if you can't go out for happy hour, they adjust to go to breakfast or to go to lunch.
Okay.
You know, and still have those business meetings happen. So I think that I think that we don't need to listen to the Brits and their opinion.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to get one more call in. Beth in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. Quickly, what's your thought there, Beth?
Good morning. My thought is that it's not discriminatory at all. Being a parent is one of the most important jobs you can have, and you're going to make a lot of sacrifices to raise your children properly.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that most parents would do that.
Right.
But does the sacrifice put you at a disadvantage in the workplace? Well,
I think because you're going to choose which job is more important.
There you go. All right. Thank you for that, Beth. Greatly appreciate it. Great conversation,
yes.
Huh? It is now 6:28.
So the kids are back to school, and that means it's time to get your home back to clean. Larry O'Connor here for Zero Res, the absolute best carpet cleaning company. They're the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery, and the clean I got was truly amazing. Honestly, it was like I got a brand new house of carpet without the big expense. The Zero Res process is unduplicated thanks to their toxic-free empowered water system that leaves behind zero residue. So if you have a cleaning now, your carpets will still be looking great when the holidays come around. Zero Res is also the allergy sufferer's best friend, removing more dirt, allergens, pollen, contaminants, and pet fur and dander than any vacuum on earth. Don't have carpet? No problem. Zero Res deep cleans hardwoods, laminates, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res and ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Stevie Nicks has claimed that it was her solo career that kept Fleetwood Mac together in 2016. Is Stevie Nicks delusional? We'll take your call coming up in just a moment. It is now 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. National security is in the spotlight today in the presidential election campaign. Donald Trump is expected to call for increased military spending and an end to the budget sequestration act.
When Donald Trump was campaigning here last night, it was almost like he was laying out his first 100-day plan, talking about building a wall along the southern border, repealing Obamacare, but he was really hitting this national security theme hard yesterday. And part of that was saying that if he is president, he will convene his generals and he will call on them to spend just 30 days coming up with a plan for how he would defeat ISIS.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is pounding Trump on questionable activities by his foundation.
Now, he's been a big critic of the Clinton Foundation, but it's his own foundation's $25,000 donation to the Florida Attorney General that's under fire because it came just as his office was set to review allegations of fraud at Trump University. Now, foundations are not allowed to make such political contributions, so he was fined $2,500 by the IRS.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Metro trains are not doing as good a job of showing up on time as they did last year or the year before. That according to a new report from Metro staff, which finds that on-time performance this year has slipped to just 82%, meaning nearly one out of five trains is late. 2 years ago, Metro had a 91% on-time performance. Traffic deaths in Virginia over the Labor Day weekend were way down from last year. Just 7 people were killed across the state over the four-day weekend, less than half the number last year, and none of those fatalities occurred in Northern Virginia. The head of Maryland's Medical Marijuana Commission is vowing to work with the state's attorney general to address questions about diversity in applicants selected as finalists to grow and process medical marijuana. Critics have noted a distinct lack of such diversity. The U.S. Capitol Rotunda is once again open to the public after more than a month of work to remove scaffolding that had been in place for a long-term renovation. The rotunda's restoration began in July 2015 as workers repaired damage from water leaks through the Capitol Dome. Dome. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,538, the NASDAQ at 5,276. Sports Bryce Harper notches his first career 20 homer and 20 stolen base season as the Nats beat Atlanta. The Orioles beat Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you outgrown your timeshare? You bought it back when the kids were young. It was your big family vacation, and you have some great memories. Well, now the kids have left the nest, and they have families of their own. You realize you're not spending your vacations at the timeshare anymore. You're spending them traveling to see the grandkids. Even though you're not using the timeshare, you're still paying for it. So you tried to sell it. That didn't work. You thought about donating it, but you really don't want to do that to a charity you care about. And now you just feel stuck. You're not stuck. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out of your timeshare. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the industry. They negotiate with the resorts and get them to take the contract back. Go to timeshareexitteam.com. See the reviews and schedule your free in-person consultation. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
One night, nine locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, nine locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have troubles right now getting into town, crossing the 14th Street Bridge and up ahead on the freeway for the crash. Before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, right as you pass Main Avenue, stay left to get by. However, with this crash and two lanes blocked, we have big delays quickly forming back near the Pentagon. So get ready, again, crossing the 14th Street Bridge and heading in through town with the accident. In Brandywine, northbound on 301 just after Cedarville Road. Still watch for police at the scene of the earlier crash. Most of that activity on the shoulder. 210 pushing northbound, just volume delays heading up toward the Beltway. To the Wilson Bridge, backing near St. Barnabas Road. 295 north with the volume toward the Naval Research Lab. Southbound as you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway. Watch passing East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. 270 south through Urbana and down past 109 slow and again into Germantown. And Metro Rail, blue and silver trains can continue to single track because of a downed cable outside of Morgan Boulevard. That's in addition to Safe Track Search number 8. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze and high pressure to the west of us. Low pressure still off the east coast
And we'll continue to see the combination of those two. Squeeze out some showers, thunder showers. A little trough developing this afternoon. 93, I think that's the real story, the heat. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, 76. Sunshine tomorrow, still hot, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Warrenton, 63 in Rockville, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL. When Washington comes to talk, 705 this morning, we're going to be joined by Vince Colodays with the Daily Caller to talk politics. Katie McFarland at 735. She's a Fox News national security analyst and a fan favorite. At 805, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still taking some time off today. We are joined by Sherrilyn LeBon, who is a Republican strategist, has worked up on Capitol Hill and for the Republican Party. She joins us here this morning. Good morning to you, Sherrilyn.
Good morning, Brian.
I think Stevie Nicks may be a little delusional, but I've always suspected this of Stevie Nicks, and so I ask you this question: is she in touch with reality? Because there's a story out. It's in the New York Times today, in which she is quoted as saying that it is my solo career that has kept Fleetwood Mac together all these many years.
Right.
You know, she's launching a solo tour right now with the Pretenders. Going to go out on the road with the Pretenders. And that'd be a pretty good concert. I'd probably go see that if I had the time and it was coming nearby. I'd probably go see Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders. But when you hear her say in the New York Times that she is responsible because of her solo career for... keeping Fleetwood Mac together, I'd have to say, out of touch with reality. First of all, I think Stevie Nicks, an engaging talent, but by no means was she the dominating talent in Fleetwood Mac.
Well, it's
not clear at all. First of all, let me just throw out the number. Do you think that she has a point here? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Is Stevie Nicks, has she lost it? Is she out of control? Is she out of touch with reality? If she thinks that indeed it is her solo career that has kept Fleetwood Mac together all these many years. I got to say, I saw them, I think the last time they were in town, and everybody was there, including Christine McPhee. She hadn't been on tour for a long time, but she was on this tour. They were great.
Yes.
But the dominating musical force on that stage, from the moment they started to the moment they ended, was Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, my favorite. He's just such a talented musician.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Does Christine McVie add a nice vocal? Yeah.
Does
Stevie Nicks add a nice vocal? Sure. And is the combination of all five of these members, including Mick Fleetwood and John McVie on bass, is that not a good mix? Absolutely. It's magic. They produced the Rumors album when they were even fighting with one another, one of the best time selling albums of all time. All time. And it shattered records for many, many years.
Yeah.
But she's not in touch with reality.
Well, this interview is just very interesting. She says, in my band, there's no arguing. I'm the boss. My solo career is probably the reason Fleetwood Mac is still together in 2016. Wow, she's giving herself a lot of credit. And then they ask her about Stranger Things, which is this... the show on Netflix.
Right.
Now, and they're asking her, are you nostalgic for the 80s? And she says, I wouldn't want to ever go back there. It was a lot of fun between 1975 and 1990, until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
Right.
Interesting. I don't know. I think the larger point she's making here is that when she was with Fleetwood Mac, they always argue.
Right.
And she says, and for me, the respite was going and being my boss of my own band, where nobody argues with me because I'm the boss.
Because I'm the boss, right.
And then I was always happy to leave Fleetwood Mac, and I was always
happy to come back. She says she was happy to come back. So it seems they seem to thrive in that tumultuous type of Fleetwood Mac arrangement that they had going.
All right. So is she out of control? Has she lost her mind? Steve, Penny and Burke, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning.
Hey, I think that Stevie Nicks had the it factor that Fleetwood Mac needed to make their big breakthrough.
I also do believe that she kept Fleetwood Mac constantly on the minds of the listeners, because really the other band members were not touring. And I know that Christine McVie had a couple of hits, an album or two on her own,
yeah,
with some popularity. But really, Stevie was the one that just, you know, she went out on her own, had a number of really big albums, and then went right back to Fleetwood Mac for a period of time.
Yeah, you know, you may make a good point there, Penny, in that because she was out there, when you think of Stevie Nicks, you think of Fleetwood Mac, and so that kept in the minds of the fans.
I don't think that anybody thinks that she was the most talented, because I think Christine McVie was absolutely incredibly talented and could have the hits on her own as well. But I really believe that Stevie being out there was the one who kept Fleetwood Mac able to come
fair
back.
Enough.
I'm going to reconsider my position.
Right.
Joseph in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you say there, Joseph?
Well, for a 55-year-old guy like me, if it wasn't for a young, hot little Stevie Nicks, I would have never bought a ticket to see them back in the day.
Yeah.
My other point is, you know, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, huge hit. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that she was, you know, when she's standing by herself on the album cover, I forget which album it is, she was the face of Fleetwood Mac for many years. And I will tell you that Fleetwood Mac even toured without Christine McVie at one time.
Yes.
And no one even noticed she wasn't there.
Hmm.
I mean, it was all about Stevie, even though, yeah, she's full of herself. And yes,
yeah, but you'll have to agree, when you go to a concert, the musical force of that group was Lindsey Buckingham, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. A genius.
And he was in love with her, and that's what spawned all the great songs.
Yeah.
Because she was not necessarily in love with him, and his heart was broken all the time.
Right.
And Lindsey Buckingham is like the Paul McCartney of Fleetwood Mac.
Exactly.
Now, there's a whole nother debate
we just started.
It is 6:44.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova. Join the future of health.
I want to talk about home security for a moment. With Ackerman Security Systems, you can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price, just $19.95 a month. So stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees you a response time. They make it very easy to make the switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind starting at just $19.95 a month. Lastly, at Ackerman Security, is all they do it better than anyone else. And here's a special deal, because you know me, Brian, your friend and radio buddy. If you mention WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Plus, as an extra special offer for September, new customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed, you'll be able to see who's at your door even if you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Calling all men. Herbal Store 24-7 has a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 50 pills plus 10 pills free for just $99. That's right, 50 pills plus 10 pills free. Call now, 1-800-781-1219. 1-800-781-1219. HerbalStore247.com.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, our big problem right now is getting into town across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway due to the crash as you pass Main Avenue before the 3rd Street Tunnel. A lot of activity there, and with that pressure so slow on 395 heading into town, this really clogs up southbound side, George Washington Parkway, so patience as you try to merge onto that 14th Street Bridge. For north on 95, Virginia, the Prince William Parkway, that crash had quickly been moved over to the right shoulder, a little bit of a distraction still. Through Manassas, Centerville, 66, here we come, but it's just been about the volume, 270, same story out of Frederick down toward Hyattstown. In Brandywine, the crash northbound on 301, right as you pass Cedarville Road. Still seeing some activity there, the slowdowns. And in on 50, out of Annapolis and Bowie, good. It's outbound 50, exit ramp to 197. Still watch for accident activity. You can get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
northwest breeze and high pressure to the west of us. Low pressure still off the east coast. And we'll continue to see the combination of those two squeeze out some showers, thunder showers. Little trough developing this afternoon. 93, I think that's the real story, the heat. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, 76. Sunshine tomorrow, still hot, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, so Hillary Clinton, you remember we had this this thing on Monday, Labor Day. She's out giving a speech, and she gets, as we say, a little verklempt. Take a listen to Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail, coughing up a lung.
And I want to thank Congresswoman Marsha Fudge for hosting us.
And here it goes. Well, I mean, it gets painful to listen to, but here's the thing that I did not realize, because I never watched the entire video. Please make it stop. This went for 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Yeah.
And so now she's saying, look, it's allergies. I have trouble a couple times a year, and I'm upping my antihistamines, and there hasn't been a recurrence of this as of yesterday since the really bad coughing sessions on Monday. But she's talking about it. Now, there's a whole conspiracy now about my coughing.
Right.
Well, excuse me. I have to take issue with this. It's not a conspiracy when you sound like you're coughing up a lung for 4 minutes and 22 seconds on the campaign trail to ask, I think, really honorable questions. You're a presidential candidate. What's going on with this cough?
Exactly.
Why is that a conspiracy? Why is it with the Clintons? It's always a
vast right-wing conspiracy.
Well, now it's a coughing conspiracy. Everything with them is a conspiracy.
Right.
People are out to get us.
Right.
No, we're asking a question about why you're hacking up a lung on the campaign trail, and it's a fair question.
Right. You know, it was interesting. When I watched the video, it seemed like Kane was going to, I don't know if you've seen the video or not, Brian, but it looked like for a minute that Kane was going to kind of walk up and maybe take over for her, which I think almost may have been the better thing to do for him to come up, finish whatever remarks, you know, he's quite capable of ad-libbing, and then let her go off to the side to drink her water and compose herself.
Right.
That's what I think would have been the better thing to do instead of having to listen 4 minutes and 22 seconds of her coughing.
Well, and yesterday we had Katie Pavlich here, and she said one of the things that made it worst for her was that she kept the microphone in her mouth the whole time she was coughing.
Yes, she was coughing into the mic.
Yeah.
Which, again, could have been relieved if perhaps Tim Kaine had come up and taken over for her.
Well, listen, it's not a conspiracy.
It's a reality. She's coughing into the mic.
Fair question.
We all heard it.
Inquiring minds want to know. It's Al 650 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Your home. It's how you live. It might need work, maybe more space, your style, or need an overdue fix. Well, Big Dog Remodelers is your solution. They're a licensed general contracting firm in D.C. and Maryland. It's a family business, and they take great pride in their home designs and professional execution. The difference is it's personal at Big Dog Remodelers. They believe it should be a creative, fun, and hassle-free experience. Your project is managed by the owner, and the work is done by quality craftsmen who are company employees. Big Dog Remodelers in D.C. and Maryland. kitchens, baths, decks, rooms, exteriors, everything home. Leave nothing to chance and call now to shorten the distance between your vision and a new living space. Call 240-338-3814 for a free consult or bigdogremodelers.com. That's 240-338-3814 for your home.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It is time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC.
Good morning. Wall Street traders might be a little bit cautious, but stocks continue to rise. The Dow is on a three-day winning streak, and the NASDAQ is sitting at an all-time high. The economic highlight of the day is a release of the Federal Reserve's so-called beige book. The last report showing that the economy and jobs were growing modestly across the country. The business highlight is Apple's product event, and a pair of new iPhones are expected, along with other changes to the Apple lineup. There is talk that the new iPhone might actually and it may not have a headphone jack. Shares of Chipotle Mexican Grill will be caliente today. I hope I said that right. A billionaire activist has now taken a 10% stake in the burrito chain, saying that the stock is just too cheap. Chipotle's business was hurt by last year's food scare, and politics are being felt on Wall Street. Banking giant Goldman Sachs has banned some of their employees from donating to Donald Trump's campaign. The rule applies to only Goldman Partners and are designed to remove any appearance of pay to play. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, our huge problem continues to be getting across the 14th Street Bridge with this crash on the southeast southwest freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Looks like maybe just one left lane only getting by. A lot going on at the scene of this crash. As a result, almost back to the Beltway for 395. So you will need the time. And as you come off the Beltway, watch for those brake lights. And it's continuous again across the bridge to the crash. Puts the pressure on the George Washington Parkway, just trying to merge into the backups onto the 14th Street Bridge. We're okay right now over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, over the Key Bridge, in and out of Georgetown. That's fine. 270 volume, and a lot of it as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana, down past 109, again into Germantown and Rockville. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mixed clouds and sun this morning. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A 50% chance of rain. A high today of 93. Tonight, 76 degrees and a 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 96 degrees. Friday in the low 90s. Saturday in the upper 90s. Sunday in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees on WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A police officer in uniform goes into mom mode, holding a beautiful little baby as she sleeps. It happened when Officer Michelle Burton and a dozen other police officers arrived at an apartment in Birmingham, Alabama last week. Two adults had overdosed on drugs, and the couple's four children were shaken. They were all being comforted by next-door neighbors who had called 911 after hearing the children cry help. They couldn't wake up mom and dad. At one point, the 7-year-old girl asked if someone could sign her homework so she could turn it in to school the next day. Officer Burton scooped up and fed the baby. Soon, the infant was sound asleep on her shoulder. Someone snapped a photo, and Burton's husband later put it on Facebook. Officer Burton was overwhelmed by the outpouring of support. She said she doesn't want people thinking she's the only one that does this type of stuff. We all do it, she said. For America's Heroes in Uniform, it's just another day at the office. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Well, coming up here on WMAL, Vince Colladays for the Daily Caller will be here to talk politics. Katie McFarland will be here to talk national security. And are you ready for your new iPhone 7? Apparently it gets unveiled today. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton on with the podcast.